Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen's Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Yes, yes, and we're here on Stephen's Sports Blog. I'm the producer, Dan Williamson. I'm going to fill it for about 2 seconds until Stephen and Casey can call in and chat in. Here's Stephen right here, on Stephen's Sports Blog.
All right, thank you for that, Darren. Welcome, everybody. Stephen's Sports Blog here with you on MSL Radio. What is good? Casey, is Casey on too? Casey on with us?
She's about to be on in...
All right, well, we'll wait for Casey Walks. I want to thank you all for listening, if you are listening live here on Stephen's Sports Blog, MSL Radio.
Remember, call the show, 646-716-715,
if you want to talk to me and Casey.
The show today, we got a lot of topics to talk about here. We're going to start off,
Casey's on? How you doing, Casey? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right, Casey Wallach, Stephen are here with you. Casey, I'm actually going to let you start today because the first topic for the day is the firing of the Bulls coach. Take us to that.
Okay, well, Thursday afternoon, Chicago Bulls coach Tom Thibodeau was fired, and, it's a little bit controversial how the firing went down as far as their press release and then it's also interesting because Thibodeau is the only coach behind Phil Jackson. He's the second best coach in Bulls history as far as winning record. And basically they talked about, that they had a breakdown in their culture, communication, et cetera. And there's just been a lot of – it's just not a real good – feeling about how everything went down. There was something that said that at least three of the starters ripped Tibbs in their exit interviews, whereas Paul Gasol thanked Tibbs on his blog over the weekend for his trust and support. So now the direction that the Bulls are looking to go in is with Fred Hoiberg, who is the Iowa State head coach, and he played for the Bulls for 4 seasons, and he's got Iowa State ties with GM Gar Forman, and they think that he's a good fit also because he's got an easygoing, kind of calm demeanor, and he's good at managing relationships, which is obviously the opposite of Tibbs. So that's basically what I know on that. I am not sure if the deal is done yet. But then there's some other news on the coaching carousel. Scott Skiles is now the head coach of the Orlando Magic. Skiles is not really a long-term type of coach because he's got a real abrasive personality and nature. And eventually, in most cases of the places where he's coached in the past, including the Bucks, players, and especially veterans in the front office, will eventually, push back on him. But he's the kind of coach who can get you to the next level and give your team the boost to go from being a lottery team to, a potential playoff team, and especially true in the weak Eastern Conference. And a lot of guys will, say that he's, he's kind of a jerk. I mean, I've said it. And because I didn't like him when he coached the Bucks. And some people say he's kind of like a mini Tibbs because he's really defense-oriented and doesn't get along with the front office. So that'll be interesting how long that goes and see what he can do there to help the Magic. And then coaching news is Alvin Gentry, who is currently the current associate coach of the Warriors, is going to be coaching the New Orleans Pelicans next year. And everybody, throughout sports really is saying that it's a really good fit for the Pelicans and Anthony Davis. And he's creative offensively. He's got a lot of knowledge and experience. He was formerly a Heat coach, Pistons, Clippers, and Suns. And the Pelicans wanted to infuse their offense with more creativity and pace. And the other candidate for this job was Jeff Van Gundy, but they ultimately decided to go with Gentry in this case. So that's what I got for you on NBA coaching news.
All right, Casey Wallach with your NBA coaching carousel analysis, and I'm going to touch up a little bit on each coach and each team that I heard her talk about. Start on with the Iowa State coach, perfect fit for the Bulls. And this is not like, you know, where, you know, Jimmy Johnson left the Dallas Cowboys after Super Bowl 30 or whatever the case may be in that tripe and had to deal with the new guy. No, this is not the same thing with Derrick Rose, because according to the ESPN, Derrick Rose only played like 47% of the games that he had coached. So there's not going to be like, oh, I'm going to miss this coach. No, you barely knew him. So, but anyway, get back to the Iowa State coach. Yeah, I'm really happy with this fit, because going back to March Madness, Iowa State was one of my favorite teams in the tournament. And the fact that they just got blanked by 14th ranked, I think it was 14th ranked UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham. I was disappointed. And definitely going to be a good fit for Chicago. Once everybody's healthy once more, it's going to be a good Bulls team next season. Hopefully they can get further than what they did this season. Moving to the Magic. Yeah, Magic haven't been relevant in God knows how long. I would consider myself a Magic fan just because I'm from Orlando, and I don't even watch that one in a basketball. I see highlights and I'm like, oh, there's another loss. That's it. And new coach, same problems. I don't see anything changing. And you said that the Warriors' assistant coach is going to coach the New Orleans Pelicans. Now that is smart, because if he's going to coach the Warriors to the NBA Finals, just think what he can do with the New Orleans Pelicans, who made to the playoffs by the skin of their teeth last season. And with Anthony Davis and who they'll draft on June 20, I think it's 25th, the NBA draft. Who knows who they'll draft? So it's going to be interesting to see how the Pelicans, Magic, and Bulls all play out with new coaches next. Oh, and let's not forget Billy Donovan, the former head coach of Florida, is now the head coach at Oklahoma State. Again, I still don't agree with their firing of Scott Brooks, because he made the playoffs all five seasons, including the 2012 NBA Finals. So I don't know what the OKC franchise is doing, but I hope they know what they're. I hope they made the right choices. I don't think they did, but I'm not the owner of the OKC Thunder. Moving on, we were going to talk about this on Friday. Adrian Peterson, his coach Mike Zimmer, said either if he plays or if he doesn't play. Either way, he's not going anywhere. So that's just how it's going to be. But everyone's like, why is he saying it? And AP finally tells him on Twitter that, you know, what did he say? What was it?
It was a whole lot of, the tweets are like so, they're worded so in ways that are, make it like you have to read them a couple of times to try and figure out what he's actually trying to say. But basically, you know, he just goes on and on about honoring a contract and, you know, is a contract two-sided or one? Well, we all know that it's you know, contracts are essentially one-sided. And, you know, they talked about how other players get thrown to the side like trash. And I'm just kind of glancing through the tweets right now. And what he's saying is, you know, he wants them to honor, you know, the contract and, you know, the guaranteed stuff and everything. And it shouldn't be him saying this stuff, especially on Twitter. You know, that's like the kind of thing that your agent needs to say, you know, or the Players Association, you know, et cetera. You know, and he says he went back on Twitter, I think a couple hours later, and said it's not against the Vikings, and I don't know. It's all kind of confusing.
Yeah.
The main point really is that this isn't really, you know, you're not propping yourself up to, you know, because he doesn't really have any leverage.
Right, and I agree 100% with everything AP has said thus far. The contract should be two-sided. Maybe not with money, but, okay, maybe not the contract, but there's something that should be two-sided with the organization and the player. Like, the player wants to be released, release him. Like, don't trap him where he doesn't want to be. That's not professional. We all know about professionalism. But, I said this last time we talked about Adrian Peterson. If I'm Adrian Peterson, I'm retiring. As a Minnesota Viking, I guess. And then I'm not retiring. And then I'm signing with who? Dallas Cowboys. I'm keeping going. Because either one or two teams front-running for the AP. Either Dallas or the Arizona Cardinals. And let's face it, the AP has said he wants to go to Dallas. So let's make it happen. Twitter, make it happen. Hashtag AP to Dallas 2015. That could go either way with that. Sticking with the NFL, really quick before we go to commercial, I just want to say that, okay, you know what, we're going to go to commercial right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about Brady's appeal, because there has been a little more news to come out from that, and you are listening to Steven Sports Blog here on Upstart Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here only on MSL Radio Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, Nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine, because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
That's right. Miami, Stephen Herr, and Casey Wallach back here. Stephen Sports Blog on MSL Radio. I mentioned this before we went to break. Tom Brady, his hearing, I should say, not his appeal, his hearing will be heard on Tuesday, June 23rd. That is when all questions will be answered when it comes to Tom Brady and the Deflategate business. Again, I don't like talking about the Deflategate, but just have to let you guys know, gotta get that out there, that the appeal will be heard June 23rd. Wow, I'm so bad with my words today. Again, I say he should get the full four games, not because of what he did, because you know, what he did wasn't much, if he actually did it. He hasn't really admitted yet. I haven't seen him admit it yet. But because if he gets, like, two games, then he'll play week four or five, whichever the case may be. Either way, if Brady gets, like, a one-game suspension, that means he'll be playing four or five in Dallas against my Cowboys, and we can't let that happen. Miami, we cannot let it happen. I don't want to lose to Brady again. Remember? But sorry, I'm just ranting a little bit here. But basically, like I said, June 23rd. What do you think the outcome will be with the suspension?
I still am holding that I think it's going to be reduced to two games and. You know, and I think that's fair. I mean, based on all the information, you know, there's, you know, contradictory information on both sides. And, you know, rather than create more controversy, I would just say reduce it and you'll pacify pretty much everybody except those who hate the Patriots.
Yeah, and even if, you know, he does get the two games, it's not like they needed him for those two games anyway. Okay, maybe the first game, maybe, because they do open up the season against Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the next game, I think they go to Buffalo. They don't need, really need Brady for that game. And then they host Jacksonville. So, you know, I did say 1-3. But now I'm sort of looking, if he does get this four-game suspension, I'm sort of looking 2-2, maybe 3-1. I'm sort of giving the Patriots the edge because, well, I'm not a Patriots fan, but I do support the Patriots because they have become a dynasty like the Packers, Steelers, Niners, and Cowboys have done. But, that's that. Like, you know, June 20, we'll know everything and anything that we want to know about Tom Brady's suspension on June 23rd. Wow, looks like the rest of the show is on me. Okay.
Yeah.
So, next topic, Miami Hurricanes baseball. Now, just before I get to the baseball, I get to the softball. Miami Hurricanes softball's not in. But I was watching the commercials, watching the highlights of college softball, and it said the finals were set, Florida against Michigan. I'm like, wait a minute. Miami still got to play for the regional championship. I was like, oh, wait, that's baseball, not softball. So, you know, a little messed up over there. But Miami, you guys are the fifth national seed in the NCAA D1 baseball. How does that feel? That must feel pretty amazing. I know I'd be happy as hell if my team was fifth national seed. But it's not looking so easy now, is it? They do host their regional tonight. It's going to be the regional championship. Again, it's a rematch against Columbia University. Columbia actually beat Miami 3-0 the other night. Now, if the Hurricanes lose tonight or today, wherever time the game is, that's Eric Robinson's thing. He's the Canes fan. But if the Hurricanes lose tonight, that's it. I don't think they get to advance to the College World Series. I think Columbia will clinch that spot. And we all know that that's going to be a really big upset to City of Miami. There's going to be a lot of there's going to be a lot of angry students at the University of Miami if they lose tonight to Columbia. As for FIU, well, they're down and out. They lost to Columbia and Miami to miss out on the College World Series. Sorry to say, guys. So that's it for Miami baseball. Make sure you win tonight. Get to the College World Series. Hockey. Now, I'm not a hockey fan, but watching hockey this past, postseason, I liked the Ducks. The Ducks did not win. They dominated everybody they played until they got to the Chicago Blackhawks. Not only did they lose, in seven games, they lost Game 7 at home. At home. That's not the Ducks. So you already know I am very disappointed on the Ducks. I can't believe they lost. I also can't believe the Rangers lost either. Again, could have clinched it at home in MSG. Couldn't do it. So your Stanley Cup Finals. Blackhawks Lightning. Yeah, not what I expected at all. So I expect the Duck Rangers. But that's not how life works. So I'm going to go ahead and say I'm picking the Tampa Bay Lightning to win the Stanley Cup just because my father lives in Tampa, Florida, and I'm guessing he's a fan of the Lightning. Casey, Blackhawks Lightning, who do you got winning this cup?
I really have no rooting interest, but I'm going to go with the Blackhawks.
Me and Casey got a little debate going on here. She picks Blackhawks, I pick the Lightning. We'll find out. Game 1, Wednesday night, in Tampa. Game 1 and 2 in Tampa. Now it's time for me and Casey to get back on talking with each other. Dwayne Wade is basically he's going to lead the Miami Heat. Now, the first question I have for you, Casey, where's he going?
Well, I don't know if you saw this morning, Ethan Skolnick said the most likely candidate would not be the Lakers, it would be the Clippers, and to go play for Doc Rivers. Now, again, all this is totally, speculation right now. And, for all those people who are saying, Wade to Cleveland to go join his best friend, a lot of people are saying that Wade wants to go somewhere warmer, but, big market type place if he left the Heat and, again, all big if. So that's what I've heard Clippers would be the front runner probably.
Yeah, one of our writers, his name is Austin, he actually tweeted out a picture with the caption that says, Clippers are another front runner for Dwayne Wade. And the picture was like a little clip of a guy started crying. I just found it so funny because that's what Heat Nation is going to do. When Dwayne Wade leaves, they're going to cry. But the question is, we know what's next for Dwayne Wade, or we suppose what's next for Dwayne Wade, but what's next for the Heat? Now, if you ask me, the Heat are going to be fine. They were fine without LeBron for the most part. They were almost in the playoffs, could have made it. They had sliced off the end of the season. Now they still have good players without Dwayne Wade. Whiteside, Dragic, all these other players. Chris, of course. Chris Bosh is going to come back from his lung injury next season. Casey, I think that he'll be fine. What do you think?
I don't think the Heat will be fine if they lose Wade. They really don't have the money to go out and get, a replacement for Wade. And it's especially with having to sign Dragic and everybody, and then have to, they're planning, you know, obviously they're going to do a deal with Whiteside next year. And, you know, with all the TV money coming in 2016, they had this whole planned strangle after Kevin Durant. And so, you know, working with the salary cap numbers, it they would have to spend more and probably get less good replacements for Dwayne Wade right now. So, you know, the Heat is relying a lot on the fact that Wade is worth more to them there than he would be elsewhere. And I think a lot, you know, there's talk that, you know, they would front load the deal with Wade, you know, like, because, you know, to kind of make up for that money, that $10 million, you know, that he gave up last year, you know, to keep Bosch in Miami and everything after LeBron up and left. So, you know, you're hearing, you know, numbers thrown around like a 3-year deal with year one being $24 million and then years two and three at $14 million. So there's a lot of scenarios, but I think, you know, he's more than just, you know, a good player. I mean, he's like, you know, the symbol for the Miami Heat. He's played all his 12 seasons there. He's never been the highest paid player in Miami Heat history. But, you know, he's the one who coined the phrase Heat Lifer. It's on his license plate. And the city loves him. And so that's how I feel about it right now. I've got lots of stuff to say about that.
Right. And you were right. And you had brought up that fact that thing going on, that Kevin Durant may sign with the Miami Heat once free agency rolls around on July 1st. That's actually a commercial. And if you want to hear that commercial, Miami, listen to the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williams and Aaron Robson tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on MSL Radio. It is now time for our last 2 cents. I'm going to go first. There have been 10 Super Bowls held in the Miami area, whether it be the Orange Bowl, Pro Player Stadium, or Sunday Stadium. And those Super Bowls are 2, 3, 5, 10, 13, 23, 29, 33, 41, 44. And I guess what, Miami? That's not it. Miami is one of the four finalists to host either Super Bowl 53 in 2019 or 54 in 2020. Miami last held the Super Bowl in 2010 when they hosted Super Bowl 44 when the Saints beat the Colts. The only thing I've gotten right in the Super Bowl to this day. Johnny Manziel was criticized by a fan while he was at a golf tournament. Manziel fired back with the water bottle. The guy deserved it. He's a douchebag for trying to pick on Manziel. Come on, leave Manziel alone. He's not doing enough. Los Angeles Angels swept the Detroit Tigers in 4 games, winning game 4 by a score of 4-2. The Angels are now 13-1 at home against Detroit since 2012. The Tigers lost the World Series to the San Francisco Giants. Kevin Love expects to save the Cavs next season, but he did injure his shoulder. So, more surgery to come, who knows? Former Baltimore Raven Slow Tinata wants to extend his contract with the Lions. I think it's a bad idea. I think he should just play his 1 year at Detroit and then look for a better team. He's not going to win in Detroit. And Kai Nishikori, the first Japanese man to advance to the quarterfinals of the French Open in over 80 years. That is my 2 cents, Casey. It's time for your 2 cents.
Okay, let's see. UAB, big news, UAB reinstated their football program today. As you may remember, they had shut it down for financial reasons, and there was a whole lot made of that. So that's something I think is pretty cool. I missed the spelling bee that was on, I don't know if it was Thursday or Friday, but they ended up with a tie because they ran out of words, and I have no idea how that would happen. And then
you've been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III here only on MSL Radio.
Sorry about that, Casey. We're out of time. See you guys again tomorrow.